Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ian Smith's had a good match here.
Stumped by Smithy.
Ian Smith really is top class at his job.
All right, it's Monday. It's time to play Stumped here on SNZ Mornings with Ian Smith. As he mentioned earlier, we're playing for a $100 TAB bonus bet. And Smithy, let's just get straight into it. We've got a new contestant, I believe. Peter from Christchurch. Come in, mate.
Yep. Hi, Ian.
Have you ever, do you know how Stumped is played?
Well, really, not really. I haven't really heard it before. Oh. I happen to be having a day off. And today, fresh off being on the water yesterday on a mate's boat, which is fabulous. So I just thought I'd heard the call and just thought I'd dial a number. But I do listen a lot. Especially the drive home a lot. Yeah.
Love it. Well, Smithy, we've got a newbie. We'll see how we go. $100 TAB to play for is not to be sneezed at.
Yeah, Peter. So you want to like a spectator boat yesterday, were you? Or is that right?
Yeah, I'm a friend's boat. Yes. Yep. Close to the course. So it was fabulous.
Nice.
What did you make of the whole weekend then?
Well, I didn't go Saturday, but I watched it on TV on Saturday. I just thought that the venue was spectacular. I mean, we were blessed with fabulous weather, and we ended up getting wind, which was they were really worried about not getting. But, the whole atmosphere of the people on the boats, there was no, you know, I went to the America's Cup in Auckland, and there was a lot more bit of aggro and stuff going on between people, but everyone was just like looking after each other and helping each other, and you know, it was a really good kind of communal fun atmosphere, I felt.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Sounds like it was just 100% successful. Well done down there to all those people, Carl Budge and co, who arranged just a fantastic event by the sounds of it. Right, let's see if we can put some money in the pocket for you, Peter, first up. The subjects today, Logan will explain it to you, but you get three subjects and good luck.
Yep, this is how the game works, Peter. There are three categories to choose from today. If you get a question wrong, then it's over to Smithy for a chance to knock your bails off. If he gets it right, get out within the first two questions and it's on to the next caller in line. Get dismissed on the final question and we jackpot up to 150 tomorrow. Now, your topics to choose from today are basketball, golf, and rugby league.
Rugby league, please.
All right, good luck. First question for you, Peter. The Warriors beat the North Queensland Cowboys in Townsville 26-12 in a match that probably would have gone the other way in recent seasons. Let's be fair. Who scored the Warriors' first try?
Ooh, Egan.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
Oh, our much beloved number nine, Wade Egan, Smithy.
Yep, I watched the game. Absolutely outstanding performance. And he has got into that role quite nicely. Liking what we're seeing there. Pretty much across the park at the moment. But if your number nine's there at the base and working well, you're in good shape going forward. So he's looking good, yep. Well done. Question one to Pete.
Yeah, we don't need to relive that moment from the previous week where there was no dummy half at one point. All right, second question for you, Peter. After 3 weeks, the Warriors are 2-1 and are in fourth place on the NRL ladder. For context, the Storm are 1-2 and are in 13th. A Warrior leads the league for line break assists. Can you name that player?
Line break assists. Who's the big prop? I've lost his name now.
Throw a name out there. Might stick.
I'll just say Sean Johnson. I can't think of the guy's name. Big prop.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Not Sean Johnson. Smithy, over to you.
I'm kind of thinking it's got to be in the playmaker role, though. You don't see a lot of... you don't see a hell of a lot of offloads from those big boys, do you? Or do you? I'll go to Tamari Martin.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
Yep, Tamari Martin has 5 line break assists. First equal with 1 Reece Walsh. So, unfortunately, Peter, that means you've been dismissed. You're stumped by Smithy, but please call again. Lovely to hear from you. And we'll go now to Brian from Nelson.
Hi, Smithy. How you doing?
Yeah, good, Brian. $100 just right out there in front of you, mate. Just one question. Peter took you to the wire, so just one question. How you going, your league down there?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Yeah, I really enjoyed the Warriors at the weekend. I just felt that Super Rugby's just lost a bit of its shine, a bit of its edge, I think.
I agree with you. You're of course from an area where the Crusaders have got a stronghold there, and the Tasman Marco as well. So let's hope that they're taking note of it. Maybe it's just us and the diehard rugby fans will never agree with that anyway. To be perfectly honest, Brian. But here we go. Yes. Question. It's a one question shootout, as they say in the movies.
All right.
Let's do it.
Here we go, Brian. 11 Warriors ran for over 100 meters in that game against the Cowboys. Of those 11, who made the most run meters?
Oh, God.
Was it... Oh, no, I'm having a Peter moment. Now I've forgotten the guy's name.
Harsh.
Oh, I forgot. The other prop. Not Tohu. The other... Oh, I've forgotten his name completely. I'm stumped down league side. This is not good.
There's 11 players to choose from here, mate. Just throw one out there.
Yeah, let's go Tohu Harris, and I don't think it's done.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Tohu Harris ran for 142 metres. He is not the top. Smithy.
Oh, God. I honestly, as I said 100 times on this show, I'm not a stats man, Brian. I'm not a stats man. So while you ask these, continually ask these stacked questions, I do not know. Right, I'm going to go, who had most hit-ups, who ran the distance? I'm going to go Adam Fanua Blake.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Fanua Blake actually ran for 2 more metres than Tohu Harris. Please don't come after Brian for this, but the answer is Marcelo Montoya with 246 metres.
Oh, God, okay. Good on you, Marcelo. Oh, wow. You're a hero. Cost us $100, though. Cost us a hundy, Marcelo. Hope you're feeling good about that this morning. Hey, Brian, you won. Congratulations. I don't mind money going to Nelson. Great city. Good people are born there, man.
Thank you very much.
How's it down there, right? Enjoying it?
Yeah, no, it's good. Yep. Nice weather. Everything's going good. So, yeah, good can't really complain.
Okay, well, you got $100. You just stay... Just stay there momentarily, and Brian will just confirm we've got everything we need from your point of view. So Brian, the big winner here, he gets 100 back to 50 tomorrow. Sorry about that. Statistical questions.